Hi guys, welcome back to I'm taking a different route this week.
So, I just had exasperated.
It was now happening. I want this one. Do you know how much I want us to end with a bang? Like, yeah. I want them to finish listening to this episode and be like, don't worry, you don't have to record for a month. We'll be back here when you are ready to record. Do you get what I mean? So we have to give them quality. We have to give them content. We have to show them that we are worth the wait. Sugar.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for. Okay. Hi, guys. It's your host, Matilda.
And your host, Hadiza.
And your other host, Imama.
And you're listening to the Amebo Interludes.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode, which is like our last episode of this season.
Hey.
Isn't it supposed to be a sad thing?
I guess.
So this is the final episode. Well, it's the Amebo interlude, but we count it kind of as an episode, but it's the final episode for this season. We've given you guys 12 episodes, Shebi, and 12 is usually what we give you people. So
we added
Amebo interludes this time.
Because I was talking like somebody's holding her neck. Like
you get, stepping said, on her neck. 12 is what we used to give you. Matilda, you'll be all right.
Matilda, who's choking you?
This podcast.
I'm joking.
We really, really enjoy doing this, but the thing is, we need those breaks to like sit down and reconvene. Yeah,
we need to breathe
because there comes to a point for us anyways where we're recording and
there comes a time when we hear certain calls.
Let's continue, sorry.
Yeah, but like there just comes a time where we have to like sit down and plan out the next couple of episodes and everything, and we have to breathe because there's so many other things going on. Don't miss us too much, but we'll be back. That's what.
But miss us.
Miss us, you know, check out. Listen, there's so. See, we have 73 full episodes and 93 episodes in general. So if you just joined us and you haven't listened to like the older episodes, I promise you we've been giving quality since season two. Season one, maybe you'll be struggling to hear things, but the content was there since the beginning there. So I promise you guys start listening to the old episodes while we're gone, because we actually have a lot that's out there. But yeah, how have your weeks been before we jump into Amebo-ing?
My week was good. It was busy work-wise, but like work and school-wise, lots of changes and stuff. But ultimately, it was good. I got this really, really cute blue orchids, and they were actually so beautiful.
Oh my gosh, I saw them on your Snapchat. They are beautiful.
They're so, like, literally, they're the most beautiful flowers I think I've ever got before.
Wait, someone sent it to you?
That's what we're discussing. I got blue orchids. I not say.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, did someone send it to you?
That's how my week has been. It's been great, but no, anyways, they're like really, really pretty, and they have like this like blue purple thingy, and yeah, so that made my week like really better. How have your weeks been?
It's just been okay.
Wait, how does you say your work?
No, not yet.
Say your work.
I would say your job.
Not yet. No, I haven't yet. So it's just
been chilling. I've also been good. I went downtown for the first time in so long. Let me tell you now, Doug Ford should lock this place down again, because we're not happening? Serious.
I'm screaming.
You know, when you're in your house, because like I work from home, the only place I really go is Walmart and stuff like that. So I'm just like, I don't understand how these cases are increasing. I went downtown and I know why the cases are increasing. Like, the thing about Canadians is like, one small sun, and it's not even as if it's warm. I mean, last week was warm, but today wasn't necessarily warm. One small sun will come out, they'll say it's spring.
And you too, what are you looking for downtown?
No, nah, me, I just went to pick up one or two things.
The same thing that you're picking up is the same thing that they are picking up.
Everybody
as well.
Was there picking one or
Everybody
two things.
Everybody is there picking up one or two things. That's just correct.
But it was crowded. I know people were wearing their masks and everything, but with the new strain and everything. With the new strain, it doesn't matter. I mean, in Ottawa now, the cases are above 100 per day or something like that. So I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure they are going to lock us down soon. I was even speaking to someone that's in Toronto, and he was saying, see, it's over for us if they continue opening stuff up. So yeah, there's that. And then someone from Nigeria was that had gotten the vaccine was like, surely you've gotten the vaccine. You are in a first world country.
Honestly, you will think.
You would think. You would really think. But they are saying for the general public is July.
I just don't understand. Okay. If I speak, don't say I've spoken.
But thank you, Canada, for housing us. Thanks for accepting us. We are grateful. We're not complaining. Yeah, thanks. But it's thanks. So funny because in Nigeria, you know how before I told you they had opened a portal for you to register to take your vaccine? Guess what? That portal, redundant. It doesn't matter. It's first come, first serve. Like,
oh, literally. Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
so they paid somebody to do the portal.
Of course.
Someone has pocketed the money and they said, don't worry. You go there and they still register you again. And literally you are sitting there for like hours.
It's because there are people who don't have access to the registering portal.
They didn't think about that before making it. Because it's like time and resources that are going towards that. So it's wasted. They'll say, we're allocating $1 billion.
They want to show that we are advanced technology. We have technology.
But we are not. So why are you wasting money?
Because it's still showing that we're not living in Ice Age.
I don't know why people are trying to reason stuff that is happening in Nigeria. I mean, I've just stopped reasoning it. It happened, that's all.
Like, we're just reporting it. But this is an amiable interlude. So this is the last issue in Nigeria that we're bringing up.
The last issue.
Please, we want to end this season with a bang because there's actually just this week. So we're going to put Nigeria aside. We'll come back in May and we'll come back and talk about Nigeria. But right now, it's all good. The country
is all good. The country is doing what the country is to do.
It's doing what it does. So, yeah, I mean, at least our mates in Nigeria have already gotten vaccine and we have not. So who are we to be talking?
Exactly. Here we are.
So Derek Jackson.
I'm screaming. It's a helmet of salvation.
Helmet of salvation. The one that puts it in the group chat. So please do narrate for the people that have not. And Apaz, Hadiza was one of his apostles before.
Oh, really? Hadiza, I used to believe him.
No. Let me explain.
Are we sure?
Let me explain it. So, okay. Derek.
She sounds so disappointed.
No, you know, okay. So you know one of these people who, so he's just, his YouTube just randomly used to pop up on my YouTube feed. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm extremely...
No.
He's suggesting based randomly, on what
exactly
you've been watching.
Based on what you've been watching.
Yeah, like,
so,
of course.
What have you been watching?
Yeah, of course. No, but Derek is very popular in like the African-American
series. I've never seen him in my life.
As I said, African-American. You guys should go back. You guys should go back to his videos and see how many views he has.
And so, no, it's you. What are you watching that made them recommend him to you?
Sometimes we'll need help. And you need...
That's what we're looking for.
To talk to you, you know. I've listened to Derek maybe like I've watched his videos maybe like 3 times or something like that. No, but seriously, but it was enough for me to have a proper impression of him
because what
happens is every time I watch videos like that, I always scroll through the comments.
You'll be touched, Abby.
And the comments the comments are always very polarized. So Derek has always had very polarized comments even before today, even before 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So literally, Derek, there are several people on YouTube that are similar to him.
Honestly, I was going to say that. She's just like, oh yeah, so Derek.
isn't it stressful saying Derek Jackson? Should I call him Mr. Jackson?
The Jackson. Mr. Jackson. Mr. Jackson, sir.
So Derek. So there are a lot of people like Derek on YouTube, right? I always like looking at the comment section.
What did he used to do though?
So what he used to do was he would talk about like random stuff like some men, they regret XYZ, or some women don't know when they have the right man. You know, just those kind of like he's trying
to be a relationship expert.
But speaking in very broad terms. He's generalizing each gender essentially in very broad, but trying to make it sound specific terms and stuff like that. So usually his speech kind of panders to women specifically most of the time.
Okay.
So he's usually like targeting women
physically talking down on black men, like black men that cheat.
He's not really talking down on, but he does do that. There was this video where he was talking about cheating. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into that. But he talked about how black men or men who cheat don't deserve sympathy. Yeah, but then he doesn't.
Have the turntable.
Wow. So he doesn't necessarily talk down on anyone. He just says nice things.
He was the model black man.
No, yeah. Like in his car, just sitting down during his lunch break, giving everybody advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he basically built his brand around this model black man thing, like, you know, people that cheat on their wives are not staying. They don't deserve
sympathy. His content wasn't focused on cheating. His content was focused on keeping a good one you have, forgetting about bad ones you've lost. For both men and women.
It sounds so exhausting.
But people were listening to it. I guess, like, I think what it was is, like, for black women specifically, because I saw a video of a woman that was talking about him before this whole scandal thing came out. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about how...
He was the black man she wanted?
Yeah, exactly. He was the black man she wanted. And because she can see that he's married to a black woman and they're faithful, they both look good and whatever, that she knows that she can aspire to that. Basically.
Aspire to lies.
So just for, you know, 2 weeks ago, I think allegations started going around about how
he started off as allegations
and stuff like that. And so my guy and Madame Helmet of Salvation.
I'm actually a little bit concerned for her.
I know a lot of people are concerned for her, but I'm like, why?
Because Matilda, did you watch the videos that she was dropping?
She looks like she's held hostage. But
it's not, honestly, it's not also, a hostage for me. Like, it's not even that.
A lot of people were like, I'm scared for her, pray for her, whatever. So I was like, is there a part of the story that I'm not getting?
When I say I'm scared for her, I'm not scared in regards to like him. Like, I'm not scared for her like that. Like, I'm more scared for her mental health. I don't, like, that's what I'm trying to say.
Must love to us,
no, obviously, yeah.
I'm not saying he's doing anything to her. I don't know about the relationship for me to actually say that he's doing anything to her. Uh-huh. But like, I'm just like, just the way she's talking, like, I'm like, girl, like, you know, are you,
oh, like, she looks like, okay? She's falling apart kind of thing.
It's giving me that, just a little bit. Like, I don't know. I'm more worried for her mental health, to be honest, than like anything with regards to what might be happening in their relationship. Like, that's just where I'm coming from.
Mental health, like the people that are coming for her and clowning her, or like, well, just, how? Like, everything. She's made, like, a decision to stay.
The people that are coming for her and calling her, but like, not even that, because I mean, she's also saying stuff that deserves, okay, not deserves, but like, you know, that puts her in that point where people can come for her. But like, I'm saying more of like, I don't know, like, it's just the things that she's saying.
I personally feel like she's been conditioned to take rubbish. Kind of from him.
She said to take rubbish.
And
no, but she said, if you actually listen to the whole video, she said she actually did leave, though.
Yeah, but then at last, she already had kids and stuff like that,
they have,
right?
Kids,
She already had kids by that time, right? She left as in she was fed up, right? But yeah, I mean, Derek came with I'm now a man of the Lord a year later. Right?
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, a man of the Lord, maybe he's changed this time.
Okay, but do you feel like he hasn't changed?
Yeah.
Why?
I did not say that with so much certainty. Like, that's a yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying they're scared for her. She's making the decision to stay. So maybe there is something that she saw. Because the fervence that she's defending
him. Like,
Mama, please focus for once.
I'm sorry.
30 minutes.
No, it's because you think that there's something that she saw. So that's why I came to my. But sorry, go ahead.
Okay, when I watched the clips that were going around social media, it looked scary because he was holding her hand so tight and, like, it looked really scary. But then when I watched the full video at the end, she was like, yeah, like, you know, she actually left when she found that out, which is normal. And then she said she saw some things. We don't know. We didn't see the things that it showed that he was putting in the work. Imama, don't.
The deep breath.
I saw the deep breath, and then she hesitated. She was like, okay.
Honestly, you know what? Like you said, maybe there are some things that she's seen.
Exactly. So, because for me, like, the follow-up video then, she was like, I am fighting. What did she say? She actually didn't release anything. She was speaking.
I see a helmet of salvation.
She was fighting spiritual realm. She wasn't fighting emotional. But, I mean, it's not scary because this is stuff we see all the time. Especially like someone from Nigeria. Every single time that your husband cheats is seen as a spiritual attack.
Have you guys watched War Room?
I've heard about it.
Literally was the basis of that movie, to be honest.
War Room. So why is this shocking everyone? Why is everyone saying that this is a normal way of thinking?
I think the reason why it's shocking people is because like these are things that we see on TV. It's things we see like in like movies and like, you know, like maybe like your auntie will tell your mom or like, you know, one auntie will tell another auntie. Like, you don't really see it like in your face like that on social media. Somebody saying they have, you know, like prayed against the demons in their relationship and like, you know, all these things. Like, it's not as present on social media, I think. So that's probably why people are like, bro, what is this babe doing? Like, it's more things that you hear or you're like, oh, this person did it. Okay, I heard. That one went to Shiloh to pray for her family. Oh,
for me?
That one. Like, I feel like that's kind of what it is. Like, that's probably why it's shocking people.
For me, I feel like, I mean, of course, there's nothing wrong with prayer for your relationship. And maybe I'm coming from this perspective, maybe because I'm not really religious. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like the way she sounded, to me was almost like she just has to put it in God's hands, as in this man, I don't know how to explain,
like,
she's giving up my own. She's giving up trusting this man, and it's just
not my own.
Please put it in your hands, God.
It's in her actual hands.
But that's the thing. She has given up on trusting him, so she's giving it to a higher power. That's what I'm saying.
I think another thing that like probably disturbed people about that video was like she just like did not fully seem like she was in her, and like I'm trying to say this as carefully as I can, but like I guess she just didn't really seem like she was maybe in the right state of mind. Like, I don't know, like
why.
I don't know, like it just seemed like,
you know, how like she was staring, she was barely blinking.
No, she was
things like that. It just,
but wait, did you guys see his reaction video to that video?
I did. No, honestly, I did. And like,
so, and you're trying to tell me, you asked me whether I think he's changed, and I said no, and you asked me why. It is this reaction video.
No, that's why I said she's not the one I'm worried for. She has a decision to make, and she has made her decision, and so we should let her make her decision. Stop projecting onto her, because it's not your marriage.
Yeah,
it's him. Facts. I'm worried about. It seems like he's self-destructing mentally, because did you guys watch that? So okay, so he released the video with her, then the next day she released the video, helmet of salvation, fighting war stuffs, and then he now did a reaction to the video of both of them together and was talking about himself in third person, and it's just like, this person doesn't seem but all right.
I think he's all right because he released a book.
So you think that is
that conclusion was very, very interesting. She said, oh yeah, he must be fine, he wrote a book.
he released a book amidst all of this chaos.
No, but it's not after people found out. So I listened to someone talk about this, and they were like, the thing about this is, if you really think about the process of someone cheating and coming on to project themselves as someone who is not cheating, there's a lot of psychological, like there's a lot of dissociation that had to have gone on to do those things. So because he must not have been associating what he was doing.
His brain is doing...
When he comes on camera, he must not associate himself with the actions that he's doing. And so now that the whole world knows who he truly is, he's finding it really hard to compile the terms with
it's
these
so
two
interesting
people,
how you guys are like
him,
properly diagnosing this guy.
Imagine this guy is not all right. How does someone sit down in their car to talk about their video in third person?
Honestly,
those are not signs of a normal person. And also, I feel like you know what? I feel like
we're not having mercy for Derek because
he said no sympathy for what?
Because he's a cheater. We're simply following his advice.
Exactly. Who am I to tell him that we have
wickedness of man?
But also though, another angle to come from it at is because a lot of people are taking from this conversation that black men will always cheat because this is a guy that was like talking about cheating and him too, he was cheating. So is there really any hope? And I'm like, no, this is just one guy that was having mental issues. But okay, not mental issues, but like, this is just one example. It's not like...
question, guys. What percentage of... should we say men or black men? But what percentage of black men or men do you think cheats?
Okay, do we think?
Give me your honest opinions.
Man, I don't know. I don't answer questions like this. I actually don't know.
To be honest, do you guys think most men cheat? Anyways, I understand. You people don't want to manifest such in your lives. It makes sense. It makes sense. We can move on to the question. Maybe we should shoot it out as a poll.
You people, tell us. Let us know.
Yeah, let's throw it back out to you guys. Mm-hmm. Do you actually feel like most men cheat, and then specifically black men, and then specifically Nigeria? My own, if you go Nigerian, that's
oh Nigerian. I have a statistic.
What's your stats, Hadiza?
Okay, so this is somebody's experience.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody, guy.
Yeah, I think you said it on the podcast.
I said it podcast for
guy that
all his married friends are cheating. But he doesn't believe in cheating.
It's a matter of time. But honestly, I don't know. But I feel like it's more rampant in Nigeria because men have the power, so they don't...
power.
They don't really have, like, people holding them accountable.
So do you guys think cheating is a power thing?
I think if you don't feel like you have anything to lose. Yeah, I don't know. Imama?
I don't know.
Did they cheat on you? I don't know. What can't you answer for one question?
Okay, wait, sorry. We asked the question. Let me answer it.
So, Hadiza asked if you think that cheating is a power thing.
I think it is, honestly. I think it is a power thing. It's kind of like what you said, where it's like, if they feel like they have nothing to lose, it's like, why not, right?
Yeah, because I actually reckon that every single person thinks about cheating. Like, it's kind of exciting.
Wait.
Oh, it's not?
Every single person thinks about cheating.
Matilda, are you casting yourself?
Matilda.
Are you casting
yourself? Okay. Can you say you allowed me get to the end of my statement?
Finish. Land.
I said I reckon. I didn't say it.
Okay.
I reckon, yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know that everybody thinks about cheating.
Now, let me get to the end.
Sorry.
It's just a thought.
Sorry.
Like, I think, I don't know about them. I just think I've heard that a lot of people a lot of people probably think about, like, the thought probably crosses their mind, and maybe some people even romance the idea. But then, I think if you feel like the cons of you cheating outweigh the pros, then you are just not going to do it because it's just not worth it. Like, what you have is bigger than cheating. Because I feel like everybody is capable of cheating. Like, literally everyone, put in the right situation.
I just think it's a principle thing. I think it's a principle thing. I think if your principle is, I'm not going to cheat, then you won't cheat. If your principle is, I don't care about cheating, or it's not really a principle, then
I know it can be
the likelihoods are higher.
I'm saying there's still situations that you might be put in that may really, really try you, even if it's a principle. Because, okay, for example, taking it back to Derek Jackson now, he probably thought, I'm not the cheating kind, and that's why he was probably
I disagree.
He's been cheating on her since. This is my theory. This might give
you. Like what I said, he has been cheating on her for
since,
a minute.
Since they are in college.
Not one, not two.
Yeah.
Not one, not two, not three.
Please use another person as an example, not Derek.
Okay. I'm just using him as an example.
Not one.
Because a lot of times, like, people always say, I will never. But that statement is wrong. You can say that I may, but I just will choose not to.
I will never.
If you understand what I'm saying. I know I will. I can never say I will never cheat. I don't think I will.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So here's the thing, Matilda.
I get your like okay. I feel like you're yeah I get your approach but I will never cheat.
I love how you guys are like selecting your words so carefully.
Ever.
Say I said I would cheat.
I mean you did say that. That's you kind of I'm you no that's not what you are saying. So
I'm
what
saying
are you saying
that everyone has the tendency to cheat. No.
Mm-mm.
Hey God. Okay, continue lying to yourself. If I ever hear you people cheat, would Derek Jackson that shit?
Continue lying to yourself, Matilda. I will.
Matilda, is there something you want to tell us?
No. Let's just move past. It's not me that is on the hot seat. I'm not Derek. I did not cheat on anybody, and I don't think.
I mean, okay. So, like, I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't know.
You feel like you never have the capability to ever cheat.
Okay, no,
but
see the thing
any
is that
circumstance.
I feel like anybody can do anything, right? So like they can anybody
exactly.
cheat? Yes, but like you said that people would want to, like everybody kind of wants to cheat at a point, something like that, right?
That's no,
what
I'm saying
said,
the
like,
idea, that's not really what like the idea of it, if you really do think of it, is exciting.
Okay.
It's like
hey, exciting. God. I don't know that it's exciting, to be honest. Like, okay, like I feel like everybody.
Before
everybody
I continue digging
the...
this hole for myself, please.
Like,
okay, go
I don't
ahead.
Know that, I don't know that everybody gets excited about the possibility of cheating. I don't think so.
Mm.
I think, like, you know, like, I mean, like, can everybody cheat? Yes, because obviously, like, you can. Anybody, like, really and truly, anybody has the ability to. But like, would everybody feel excited about the possibility of doing it? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I really don't think so. Like, I don't know that it's a thing. That but what do I know? They said I don't used to know things, so
who said you don't used to know things?
Nah, I'm joking, I know things.
Okay,
I know things.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, what's I sorry about? I mean, that's your truth, right? Is that
yeah.
it kind of
like, you know,
he says my truth.
No, but I mean, like,
no,
but honestly, no,
before
to be honest,
there's someone out there that is saying that I've cheated on them. Please.
No, but honestly, if it's something that you like, if that's kind of like it's something that you truly believe in, it really.
I actually
like
think
possible.
It's an exciting thought. It's just like sometimes people like doing things that, anyways, I like doing things that are like forbidden in quotes, like adventurous and stuff like that. I like exploring.
Honestly,
I like the idea
also,
of it. But I know that if I'm with someone and I'm actually there out of joy.
Out of joy.
As but they're not holding me down and holding me as hostage. I want to be there. And so what I have is more important than whatever adventure it is that I'm getting out of cheating.
Oh, that sounds so cute.
You people are about to frame me. So there's nothing.
My guy, you're framing yourself. It's not as like it's framing you.
But yeah, let's just drop this matter. Anyways, we're recording this on the Saturday before the Wednesday comes out. So I just feel like more information is going to drop before then. So
with regards to Derek and friends.
Yeah, Derek and friends. I heard someone allegedly say that one of his mistresses is pregnant. But again, this sounds like something that people just do. They
wait
just want
Derek
to make,
to
fire
make another video.
The guy is just, honestly, the guy is self-destructing. I don't even know how is his brand going to move on.
I hope he's
this.
Okay, Sha. Mentally, Sha.
Oh, sorry.
Why? Not saying why?
Because both of them, I hope both of them are okay. Because last, they're still human.
I mean, he's
so
making videos in third person. I think he's okay.
Maybe he should just hop off YouTube for a bit, because what he's trying to do is make
it
better.
Book.
It's true, trying to make it better. When he was talking about himself in third person, he was just like, people are not perfect, blah blah blah. But like, you enabled the behavior, though. You made it seem like you were the model black man and like the idealistic prince. So don't come here and say you should not have looked at
he
me
said
as
he
me.
Said oh yes he said stuff like that, like mad. He said he can't be blamed, something like he can't be blamed for if people are looking up to Derek or something.
Oh yeah, because you're talking
about you know person. Or Derek can't be blamed if people looking up to Derek and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, let us move on to another cheating black man.
Yeah, like,
another cheating black man.
Quavo. Skirt, skirt.
You're so icy. I'm your glacier. How did he say it? Is it you're so icy? I'm your. Is it glacier boy? I'll be glacier. What did he say that time? People don't know the line.
No, I don't know the line, no.
What? Oh my gosh, like the line that he literally used to God, I said to God, to get salt, sweetie.
He said salty.
And honestly, let me tell you. Salty, I'm not joking, Steve. No, no. Let me tell you guys, like, sweetie's name, like, pisses me off because it's literally spelled as salty or sweetie. Sweetie. So I'm just like, what do you mean it's
sweetie? I thought it was like more of like sweetie. Sweetie.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like,
I never
sweetie.
Say her name out loud,
it's
man.
It's sweetie.
I just read S-A-W-E.
When I read her name, I don't pronounce anything.
Yeah.
I just see the letter.
I recognize
it. Yeah. Honestly, same. I never really pronounce it until I have to say
to it, say it out
I
loud.
Say, and then I say salty, and I'm just like, okay, it's not salty, it's sweetie. It's so annoying. Honestly, people that swear their names like that piss me off. Like Six Slack. You not say his name is Black.
Slack. Oh my god. Yes. I used to call him Six Black or yes. Six.
I always say Slack.
Honestly, I call him. Your is even worse. I call him Six Slack. And that's his business.
What's his name?
What I Black. Give him. It's Black.
Why is the six there?
My guy, they say it's B. He said it's letter B. Anyways, to Quavo and Sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think Sweetie was on a show or whatever, and they were asking her questions, kind of, and she kind of like slid around it or whatever. People were talking about how she might be single. So I think she now finally came out on Twitter about how she's single, and with her exact words. Oh, she just, I'm single. I've endured too much betrayal and hurt behind the scenes for a false narrative to be circulating that degrades my character. Presents don't band-aid scars, and love isn't real when the intimacy is given to other women.
Woo. And then that's what everybody does in word.
So now we don't say cheating. We say the intimacy was given to other women.
So much swag.
That the intimacy was given to other women.
So much class.
So I don't really have much to say here because I don't know why people were surprised.
Oh no, it was surprising.
It's so funny because Quavo came out and what did he even say? He was like, "Oh, that he's disappointed." That say you're not the girl I used to know.
I know that. Oh,
wait. Yes, she said that she's not the girl he used to know.
Uh huh. Yes,
you're a shadow of yourself.
I have love for you and disappointed you did all of that. You are not the woman I thought you were.
I saw.
I wish you the best. Prayer hands.
Wow.
She now said, take care. So I don't know why people were so, like, yeah, you said you were surprised. Explain.
No, surprised. I was surprised because, first of all, right, everybody knows that Sweetie is not going to take anybody back for cheating.
How do you
not
know?
Not that.
No, Hadiza is her sister.
Hadiza, is she your best friend?
No,
you're a real baby.
No, but like I followed her content for a while, and literally, if you listen to her lyrics and what she raps about?
Wait. Cardi B, yeah,
but they're not the same.
How are they not the same?
They're not the same. If you listen to Sweetie does rap differently. It's like, okay. No, they're different. I think there's a slight
break it down for us now. How?
Okay,
give me a second. I don't listen to Sweetie's music.
So I don't know what it is, but when I listen to Sweetie rap versus Cardi B rap, I get more I don't tolerate bullshit from men. Vibes from Sweetie than Cardi B.
I mean, Sweetie is what they call it. She does come from like a rich-ish background, so maybe that might be it.
Okay, but Cardi B is rich, like, you know, too,
I mean, I guess she's rich now, but like I don't know if she came from. I don't know her background.
I'm not sure what it is that influences Sweetie to be that. But Sweetie always gave me.
I love how we're saying Sweetie.
Honestly, her name is so stressful, Sweetie.
So
like her name is Sweetie. So stressful.
Sweet him.
Yeah.
But yeah, she definitely gave me, not that cheating has anything to do with woman, please. It doesn't. It doesn't matter if you are the best woman or the worst woman.
I saw Offset run Cardi B Street. I said anyone can get it in this Migos.
It's not been confirmed if like Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, but
it's not been confirmed.
Stop.
He did.
Stop.
But he did though, in my mind.
Where? How do you know? You two are all this information I used to have access to.
You don't know where he lives in Beverly Hills.
Imama, don't be.
No, but I mean, I.
from what they told us, he did.
He did.
Okay, so
he did so in an interview. Go on YouTube.
They can't tell us anything, sure.
No, but go on YouTube. Literally, Jay-Z said it in his interview.
He did. Okay, so I guess honestly, I feel like for me, like that was it. Like when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, I was just like, okay. I mean, when I heard
anyone can get it.
Anyone can get it.
I really wasn't surprised. Like,
which one, Jay-Z or?
All of them. Jay-Z was one I was surprised. Because I think, as Imama said, after Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, I was like, it's not the woman. Because if it's the woman, Beyonce is... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, after that, anybody... Really,
anybody can get it. It's just the grace of God.
You just have to look at the man. And then...
Says the grace of God. And the helmet of salvation, of course.
I can't lie. Yeah, I wasn't surprised, but yeah, I guess some people were surprised, so everybody was really talking about it.
I don't know. I didn't really have any feelings towards it. Like, I remember I said it and I was just like, okay, next.
I said okay, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about
okay.
It and then you have, you know, those people that are always like, I don't believe in love.
Oh, no.
I guess it's because, you know, he bought her that really expensive car or
that
whatever.
He took back.
No, it was a lie though. It was allegedly.
Oh,
so apparently allegedly.
Oh, really? I actually thought he took it back.
Yeah, I thought he took it back.
Would
also.
You take it back?
Why would you take
no,
it back?
No, why would you take it back? It's a gift. No, I'm
just asking now.
I can give it to you if I want, but you can't take it back from me.
Wait, come again.
So if okay, so let's say.
Oh, like if you break up,
if
you can
I can
return
decide
it.
To return it if I want. I mean, but he doesn't have the right. He doesn't have the right to collect it from me.
I think it's pride. A lot of people will return it out of pride. Like,
return it? I'm so sorry. I'll sell it.
Mama is confused.
I will sell it.
Like,
I would not return it.
For example,
it.
An engagement ring. If someone engages
bank.
Me and
it's money for the wasted time, you know.
Imagine you give me like my. Like a Tiffany ring, I will actually sell it.
I'll sell it, yeah.
And I would use the money for down payments on the house.
Yeah, it's the money, yeah. You deserve it, yeah. Makes sense.
For my heartbreak.
Your heartbreak. Exactly. You gotta pay. You gotta pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have to live with something.
It's like give it back, Aspa.
Yeah. I don't understand. My pride is not there yet.
I don't guess it's not there. It's
can
actually not
if I was
there,
Beyonce,
yet.
Maybe I will give it back. But no. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I'm not that rich. It can go towards my house's down
payment. You get down payment for a house.
Yeah. Anyways, all to men that me, I did not expect.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe this one.
I also don't believe in pop. Let's address why we don't. Because wasn't that just like a month or two ago when also Davido was alleged to cheat?
No,
and
but
all
Davido's
of us were like,
not,
oh, okay, yeah.
Matthew, that put
Davido's own is like
okay,
I mean,
but
come on.
Again, come I'm going to throw this question out. Do you people know the goats personally?
No, let's
okay,
sing
wait,
his song.
Wait.
Adekunle Go has been praying for a wife since.
No. Let's talk about it. Because Adekunle Gold was begging for wife before his transformation.
Which transformation?
Okay, wait.
Have you seen Adekunle Gold?
You guys.
Okay.
Before we go into it, we have not even said who that we are discussing. So, okay, have we said who we are discussing?
So, allegedly, right? Some blog came out with the allegations that Adekunle cheated on his wife. Simi,
hey.
I wanted to say
so
Simi Gold, but Simi,
is her name not Simi Gold?
I don't think that's actually their last name.
No, that's not their last
What's
name.
What's the last name?
I don't know what it is, but it can't be Gold.
Not the personal assistant.
Say it can't be Gold.
It shouldn't be Gold. I don't think so. Anyways, so apparently, or allegedly, while she was pregnant, he cheated on her.
Aww.
And so then I guess some people on Twitter started talking about it, but I feel like for the most part, every single person I've talked to does not believe that it happened.
I don't believe it.
So I'm just wondering personally why we pick and choose who we think.
Because it's Adekunle Gold.
Yeah, but again,
it's Adekunle Gold.
Personally.
No, but he's one that looks like he has sense. I don't know how to explain it, but like I feel like there's just something about Adekunle Gold to me personally that I'm just like, I don't know. He just I don't honestly, like, I actually don't know the guy, so who knows?
Yeah.
But like, he really actually just looks like he has sense. Like, he looks like he won't do that. And honestly, also the way he
you think his looks.
No, but okay, but the way he expresses his love.
Wait, let me throw it back.
Don't corner me.
True, Derrick Jackson.
Did Derrick Jackson look like He was depressive.
But you see, me, I don't used to follow that man, so I don't used to know about him.
But a lot of people did. He was
that's
on
that business. On maybe if I followed
Instagram,
him now, maybe
he had
I would have
over
had
like 1 million subscribers.
Honestly, I would have had a different opinion if I followed him. Maybe I would have seen through all his rubbishes.
You know what's yeah. crazy?
Adekunle Gold is different.
Adekunle Gold, the girl who he allegedly cheated on Simi with, I swear she kind of looks like Simi. Like, I saw the picture.
I'm screwed.
And I said, if
he said, if
true.
I'm going to deviate, I have to stick with that.
It's just a principle.
It's just
I said, Adekunle Gold, if this is true, why now? This is rude.
I love how personally invested we are.
It's rude. Your wife is pregnant. You went to look for somebody that looks like her just to say, oh, she's pregnant now, but I can...
Just in the meantime.
I can
okay,
feel
wait,
for
do
what
you
she
guys believe
be.
It, though? Like, do you guys believe it?
I don't.
Yeah, you. Why don't you believe it?
No, the same reasons you guys, but I was just asking the question. Do you get?
Oh.
Because I was asking the question because I thought about it because I was like, surely this is just an allegation. So we're not
yes,
even going to run with it.
Yeah.
Because this blog is the same blog that has like come out with like a lot of
random
lies
stuff.
As well. Lies as far as we know, because they also said, I don't know if you were aware, but there was a time that they said Omotola was cheating. You guys didn't hear that?
I didn't hear that one.
Okay.
Omotola who?
Jalade, wow. The actress. Yeah.
Her and her husband just celebrated 25 years or something.
I know,
like
yeah,
that.
That's the point. So but someone wanted to come and scatter the marriage.
I'm sure they are paying them.
I mean, but like, it's just like, why do we pick and choose who we think? Because
no,
it's
people
it,
let me tell you,
aura thing.
Okay, but
as
Matilda,
well.
Honestly, it's people that have sense. If you've given me a track record and your track record includes sense, chances are I'll probably give you the benefit of the doubt. No, honestly,
we don't know. The truth is, we don't know Adekunle Gold's track record.
No, but like,
we just
know
him
through
his songs.
Not even his songs. Like, based on how he has also carried himself. Like,
can I use a very good analogy?
Yeah.
For example, for me, in secondary school, I was also one of these people that generally carried myself like I was like a goody two shoes. Like, teachers didn't expect me to do a lot of things, but that's how I got away with a lot of things in secondary school, because no one was looking out for me to do rubbish. Do you know what I mean? Like, teachers literally, in fact, you too, Imama, we went to the same secondary school. Imama would do so much BS and get away with it.
I'm screaming. Why are you calling me out in public?
It's true. Like, so much BS. And it's the people that you least expect that get away with these things. And I mean, I'm not saying that he did it, but I'm just saying we should come with the same energy for everybody.
I mean,
okay, no, but you know what? I mean, like, I get what you're trying to say. I fully and truly get it. Mm-hmm. But like, I also feel like if that's the case, then you don't be operating based on BS. Like, be having sense so that we know when things like this happen. Like, you know, we'll absolutely give you benefit of the doubt. Because for instance, I was going to give another example from secondary school. I'm not going to call their name, but it's like, you know what I'm talking about? When they did their own stuff, it was easy, very, very easy for us to be like, yes, they definitely did it. And most times, they definitely did it. Like, they definitely did what they said they did.
Yeah.
And like, you know what, but it's like, if like, say like you did something or I did something or whatever, we're not always
like
50-50
we did it.
Exactly. 50-50. So it's
so
like,
if you're a good
more
person in life, you have enough good karma that if you do a little bad, people forgive you. But if you have a lot of bad karma,
you might just not suspect,
that you actually did it.
But I think forgiveness comes with it, Tusha. Because
it's true. Because you're like, oh, it was actually a mistake. It's not
they'll
a pattern.
Say it was
actually
a mistake.
True,
yeah. It's not a pattern.
Yeah.
Mad,
yeah, so I guess like,
are
honestly,
giving men tips
be accumulating good karma. No, not this is not for men.
Summary.
Women delete men if they cheat on you.
You know, Loki, this is how women get away with cheating, because a lot of people are not looking out for women to cheat.
Okay, so long story short, just make sure that you're having sense in life,
yeah,
so that when you now do something bad, people are going to be like, oh, it's okay, it just happened this one time or
yeah,
that one time. So don't be having sense.
But we didn't
say
advice you share. I mean,
yeah, it's
you
not
didn't hear from
him.
Not
advice.
We're just speaking
long
from
story short.
What is wrong with men on social media this March?
What's happening with them?
No, just the cheating thing. Like, everybody's cheating.
It's March
like,
Madness.
Oh, that's a good one. But yeah, I think we should just end this with
what are the salary one thing.
That's what I was about to say. I think we should end
it. Oh, sorry.
You're impatient. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Did you guys read the thread?
I didn't read the whole thing.
I'm going to summarize it.
But like, okay. I got the gist of it because it's a very long thread. Yeah. It was so long. I was like, I don't have patience.
And when we drop this episode, we're actually going to retweet it onto our Twitter. So at AfricaLipsoPod.
So y'all can get the scoop.
So Apaz, there's this woman, and I think it was a Ghanaian guy that was tweeting it.
Yeah.
First of all, when I got to the end of the story, I was like, I don't know why people bring their home wahala to social media. Because he said he was going to stay with the woman. So everybody that knows him now knows what's going on in his house.
It was pain.
But don't you have friends? Anyways, not my business. So this man tweeted that initially he thought that his wife was making a certain amount because she told him that that's how much she makes. And then she got a promotion at some point, but then she was like, they didn't really increase it by that much. So I think it was around like 350 CDs or something. Wait, let me open the thread so I can actually get, let me convert it to dollars because I actually don't even know.
I mean, it doesn't really matter though. He just thought that she was broke, essentially.
She thought she was a broke babe. So he was paying for everything. Literally, mm-hmm. He was paying for everything in the house. Like literally up to her pad. Sometimes she would send him to buy like pad or like when he's late on a payment, she would borrow him money and just remind him, please, I don't have
money. Constantly.
Please pay back. So this guy is going through hardships, borrowing money and stuff like that to sustain his household based on my wife is broke. So I think one day she signed into his laptop to do something about work. Then she forgets to log off and then he confirms with her.
Had to self.
God. I think, you know, when you get comfortable with a lie, you forget.
Yeah, you forget.
It's a lie. Do you get, you're so comfortable with this dynamic that you feel like.
Honestly, another angle is she might not have thought that she was lying because, you know, she might have just have genuinely thought.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love your perspective.
What do you mean she did?
No, okay. So what I'm trying to say is like, you know, because she never really, like, after the promotion, she never really gave him an amount that they increased her salary by. She just said, I didn't increase it by that much. Maybe to her. It was not by that much.
I don't think that was ever her salary.
No, it was a lot. She had it. She purposefully concealed her salary.
Yeah, because Imama, what kind of promotion is your salary going from what she declared to what she really earned?
To what she really... I mean, you don't know. People don't used to know these things.
But can I address how women are so bad at taking accountability? Because we are defending... When I sent this thread to Hadiza and Hadiza was smiling. Hadiza said this woman is smart. What is wrong?
Okay, with let's finish the story. Because I just caught you in between.
Just for context, she forgets to log off, right? And then he's like, oh babe, your thing is like open and stuff. She's like, oh yeah, please help me log off. So before he logs off, her email is open and he sees a pay slip thing. So he said, Pachas, let me just see how much is on. Bro, this woman is making more than double what she declared to him. He's like, I don't think he confronts her because he's like, what's she doing with this money? She'll get. So I think he goes to do investigation or whatever and eventually talks to her dad. He finds out that, you know, she's building a house for her dad. I think doing a business with her brother and stuff like that on the back end and everything. So it's not as if like she's doing bad necessarily with the money or anything, but it's just what the hell? I mean, he said that he considered leaving her or whatever, but he's going to stay and work it out.
He's going to stay because she's rich, I beg you.
I mean, he might be making
people... I'm absolutely joking, guys. I'm joking, please. Let's not be like I'm a wicked person. Why are you joking?
Because I'm actually reading it and I actually feel bad for the man a little bit. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Normally, obviously, this is not correct at all. Like, this is not acceptable.
It's not correct.
Before you go ahead, Hadiza. Okay. Whatever Hadiza is about to say is a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's only because we're recording now.
No, it's not because we're recording.
Everything I heard before pressed
play. Let me tell you what I said before we pressed play. I'm going to come clean because it's not because of the recording. Literally, Matilda told me, and I said she's smart. I laughed. I said maybe it's because I'm in the mood to see men suffer. Mm-hmm. That was those were.
That was what I said, right? I hadn't actually read the thread. And also, like this month, I'm actually in the mood to see men suffer. So I was really happy to hear this story. With all the Derek Jacksons and everything flying around, I was very happy to hear this story. But I'm reading the story and...
There's actually pain.
There's actually pain. Yeah, like it's actually painful.
Yeah, no, it's actually quite sad, to be honest.
Like, but you know, people preach this thing though. Like, not necessarily lying about your salary, but it looks like people preach hiding money from your husband.
No, but you know what? Like, I feel like when you think about why people preach that, and honestly, to be like, this is not even me supporting the woman, because like I also agree that that was like that
it was excessive.
Like, why was she borrowing money for him to pay the reason why,
and honestly, a lot of women pretend that they don't have as much as they do to men because of just how women have suffered, especially like African women, how they've suffered in the hands of like men. It's like, speaking from a Nigerian point of view, I was going to say Africa, but like as a Nigerian Ghana, since this man is Ghanaian, but like speaking from like, you know, that point of view, usually like they use men to control, they use money to control the, like it's almost as a controlling weapon to control the women. So it's like, they're like, oh, like, you know, you can't do this because you can't afford this, or like, you know, they're the ones that will give them allowances, or like all these things. So it's almost as a way to control the women. So women are like, you know what, if anything ever happens here, the man will feel like he has like, you know, control over me because he's the one giving me all this money, so let me have my own money and hide it, so if anything happens I can jackpot the way I need to, and I don't need to borrow money from him. It's literally jackpot money, to be honest. It's like, if anything happens, I have money to essentially help myself get out of the situation. And like a lot of times, like if the man knows that, then the man might not give them allowance, the man might not give them, like, you know,
because he
like,
wants
going to have to use their own money.
Isn't it kind of weird though that you want allowance, but you're also making good enough money?
No, but the thing is that, like,
don't
see
how the man would feel though?
Like I said, it's wrong. Like, I'm not saying it's right. Like, I don't think it's nice. It's obviously not a nice thing to do. But like, I can see why they do it, because it's like, as much as it's not nice, I can see, because it's like, if you're spending your own money, and which I think should be, but whatever, if you're spending your own money, it's like your jackpot money has reduced. So if anything happens, it's like your chances of like leaving and having enough money to sustain yourself is a lot less.
And to
you
be
might
honest,
need to stay slightly longer.
And to be honest, if the marriage happens to work out, the jackpot money will still be spent for both of us.
Yeah, I've actually heard that
because
a lot
that's
of
what happens.
People's
exactly.
Secret stash is what usually saves a family in like financial
exactly.
stress.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like your marriage is already kind of problematic when you're hiding money from your
spouse.
They
say human beings.
But I also think it's a way like a lot of African women are brought up though, to be honest. Like a lot of African women are brought up like that. Like there's this show that I was actually watching where like they were literally newlyweds like a year into their marriage, and like this woman was also making like a ton of money, and the man had like, they were about to lose their house because like, you know, the man hadn't paid rent, and the man was like, oh, like, you know, she's sure he'll figure it out. That she didn't even tell him that she had money. She just kept saying she's sure he'll figure it out, she's sure he'll figure it out. And eventually, I mean, he ended up he found out that she was hiding money, because I think he went to go look for something in like her jacket or something, and he found out that she was hiding money, like proper money, and he ended up stealing money from her. So he stole her money.
If the money was never there, it was never
exactly
there.
Exactly.
Like,
<it's>
damn.
Because it's like, how do you approach, like, how you come at somebody that you stole your money when the money's not there in
the
first
money
place?
Doesn't exactly. exist. Yeah.
So, but like, I mean, eventually, that, like, you know, they talked about it. And when they talked about it, it's kind of like, when they talked about it, she literally said the same thing. She was like, growing up, like, you know, that's how she was raised. Like, her mom never gave her dad money. They were taught to essentially have that emergency money always. So it's like a lot of African women are,
and it's not just
like
Africans
that.
I was reading this thread, a bunch of Caribbeans too, as well.
So black people generally,
I guess so.
Madu
men, yeah, are we afraid of
actually,
our men? Is that what's
at the end
gonna...
of the day, it's men that have done this to us.
I love how you were talking about accountability and here we are.
No, like, I see the logic behind it. I just feel like there's actually fundamentally something wrong, but then to be very honest, in a lot of black marriages, or maybe let's say Nigerian marriages,
there is something fundamentally
is something
wrong.
Fundamentally wrong. So at the end of the day, it's just that condition we make crayfish bend. So I get it. I think I get it, but I just feel like it's not something I would want for myself. But then also, now I think about it. I don't know.
Is anybody that what?
You fully declare all your assets to. I guess so.
I don't know.
So until it starts worrying them, what if you now make more
question? So is it that you get? I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
Is it that your spouse won't know all the accounts you have, or I they won't look at them?
As I'm not married, I'm not sure.
No, but yeah, that's a spouse. But like you're like okay, you're not married, and that's okay.
I feel like they would. Like, I wouldn't say that they would know, but like,
but is it necessary for them to know every single, like, but not, then, not I even guess, like, if you want to know, sure, you can know, but what's the point of keeping track of every single penny I have?
No, not keeping track.
No, I don't think they're keeping track. I think it's just like, you know, for but like, more like finances, I for guess, like, the like, house.
Yeah, like, don't you guys? But if it's finances for the house, they come. I wonder what conversation brings up, or let me see your account and everything in it. Do you get that kind
it's
of
like
thing?
Open what, it so that I feel like
what brings that conversation?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you get there? You know what we should do next season? Let's have married people on here and talk about how they do finances. I really want to hear that.
Yo, like, I mean, not a scattery marriage.
It's not going to be a scattery marriage. We won't ask too many questions that will make them scatter. If they scatter, they won't scatter on our podcast. But it would be nice. It'd be nice to see it in real time.
No, we don't do scattering of marriages.
Yeah,
please
we
keep
have
your
like
marriage.
A marriage. Some people that are married abroad and then people that are married in Nigeria.
In Nigeria,
like come on and talk because I reckon
be
it's going to
do you guys know any married people in Nigeria?
We'll find them. Don't worry. If you guys know any married people that would love to come on and talk about it, we won't scatter your marriage. But just joking.
I'm just joking.
It should have been something you should have discussed.
We just have one or two questions.
Yeah, we just have some questions. But I think it would actually be a good topic to just... For people that are not married or people that are married and...
I think I would like share my finances though. I think I would let them know.
Yeah, I would.
Because like... I mean, what am I hiding, to be honest?
Yeah.
It's like I'll give you my... Like, honestly, I think I'll share it, honestly.
Yeah. I reckon the conversation will come up because once you start sharing things in a household, I think that the conversation will just naturally come up because we're like, okay, we're planning for this and that. How much do you make? How much do you have stored? How much debt do you have? Blah, 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 and stuff like that.
Well, I feel like that debt one is very important.
Yeah.
Because apparently, they say that when you marry, that the debt is for both of you, so...
Oh my gosh. It is. It's good. Girlfriends that was like, yeah.
Exactly. Girlfriends? It was girlfriends that taught me girlfriends show. To show. Girlfriends
yeah.
To show.
Yeah. No, but I think like, it's please. A thing you have to discuss. I mean, they got married way too fast for my liking, to be honest. So,
like, let me know what's happening. I beg before you come and put me in $200,000 debt. Like,
bro. Anyways, yeah, that's it from us in this season. So we're going to be gone for a month. We're going to be back in May. Some things might change in the new season because it's projected that we are going to be much busier than we are right now. But we'll share with you, like, you know, all the changes and stuff when the season starts. But we are planning on starting a YouTube channel. And we've been talking about this basically since we started the podcast. And it hasn't come to fruition, but while we are on a break, we'll at least create the YouTube channel and tell you guys to start following us. So please follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's at AfricaLipsoPod. And while we're on a break, we're going to try to do, you know, fun stuff with you guys. Maybe we'll do giveaway. So maybe you should follow. Because you could be the winner. It could be something substantial. Anyways, but yeah, follow us. Keep tabs with us while we are off. And listen to our old episodes. We stress that because we actually have lots of good stuff in there. We've basically been podcasting for like close to 3 years now. So we do have a lot of content. So do that. Follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If it looks like we've not been active, we are about to be much more active. So yeah. Yeah, thank you so much to every single person that has come on as a guest in this season. We really appreciate all the information that you guys have shared with us. And we really, really appreciate every single listener, like everybody that has interacted with us. But even y'all that don't interact with us, we love y'all. Special shout out to Papa Cheta and Keto. Mr. Chukumas, you've been so helpful. Like your comments, we love how you interact with the podcast and just the encouragement you've given us. We really appreciate it. And even there's a listener. We have a listener in Togo.
Oh, a lot to see. It's
my
mom is
from Togo,
something.
So
maybe my mommy's cousin or something.
No, it's not. Are you trying to say that it's only my family members that listen to
the
podcast?
I was just saying, like, maybe they're related to you somehow. That's why.
You never know now.
Long lost cousin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
I like that. Anyways, if you are the person that listens from Togo, reach out to me. I really do want to reconnect to my roots, sugar. But yeah, till we're back. Bye.
Bye.
Stay safe, guys.
Peace out.